Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Heaven.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. But you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be.
Good day to you, and to you, and to you, and to you. It's 7 FDR. Let's not waste a minute of your time getting right to what's going on here. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Molly on duty, at your service, on your side, with the latest items, including the continuing probe into who actually got the shooters all sort of jigged up. Is that a good expression? My grandmother used to use that. I don't even know what it means. Anyway, getting them worked up, probably. The story from Garland, Texas, where Ms. Geller... Is Ms. Geller married, by the way? Do we know that about her?
Grandma Geller?
Yeah, is she married? We found out a little about her. She came from New York. She has two of these organizations. I'm wondering how much money she's making from the 501c3s that she's running. And I also want to know if she's married, has children, a family.
She's 56 years old.
Yeah.
New Yorker.
Divorced.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that.
Poor guy.
Imagine, yeah, I was going to say. How'd you like to deal with that?
We've got four kids.
Four? How old are they?
It doesn't say.
We'll talk to them when they get out of therapy.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oof. All right, so anyway, are these two guys from ISIS, or are they loners? ISIS says, we're responsible. Investigating doesn't suggest that that's the case, though. Is it, Molly?
They're kind of taking responsibility, but they're saying that they're their brothers and that they're following them.
Brothers in spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
What I've heard is that they put out a call. They knew about this of ISIS, the group ISIS. They have a radio platform, believe it or not.
Really?
ISIS is very...
The ISIS radio show.
ISIS
morning radio.
It's wacky morning radio. Oh, bomb, bomb.
That's good, Jennifer.
Mid-morning beheadings.
That's right. Yeah. So they have apparently this radio platform.
Afternoons will short sheet your bed.
There you go.
That's right.
Welcome to ISIS Morning Radio. Let's see what's going on about the top of the weather over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of jets in the sky.
Weather, traveling and weather on the 10s on ISIS Radio.
So it sounds weird, but they're a very advanced group. You know, they use social media very well. They know how to market themselves. So they knew about this event, excuse me, ahead of time, because Pamela Geller, I actually interviewed somebody about this. She does these events in response to events that she feels take away her freedom of speech. So then she puts out these events to represent freedom of speech, I guess. There was an event that was very on the fringe, very Muslim-centric, very Islam-centric, that had just happened in Garland, which is why she chose that as a backdrop for this event. So the ISIS people knew she was planning it. They've been following her. She has a very big security detail of her own because she's under constant threat. And they put out this messaging saying, hey, destroy Texas. There's this big event in Garland, Texas. And so these two, who happen to be in Phoenix, are thought to have picked that up on social media, on some of the ISIS networks, saying, hey, destroy Texas. That's why it wasn't very planned out. I mean, that's why it was kind of a failure. My thought is ISIS wouldn't have claimed these guys because it wasn't a successful event for them.
All right, next, Baltimore, or as they say there, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
How do they say it, Richie? Baltimore.
Baltimore, huh?
Baltimore.
You got to follow up every sentence with hun.
Okay, hun. So, what's the latest? Not anything new on Freddie Gray's death, but another family has surfaced. Fellow who died after being paralyzed. Pretty much the same story as Mr. Gray, riding in the back of a police van. The family of this fellow wants to reopen the case. His name was Don D. Johnson. He was a plumber, arrested in 2005 for public urination, died after he was injured in what was described as a quote-unquote rough ride.
in which the police van was deliberately driven erratically. The family sued the police department for, they got an award of $7.4 million, but all they got was $216,000 because of some legal wranglings. The city has an ordinance that says if you sue the city, all you get out of it is $216,000.
Right. There's a cap.
Yeah. But during the trial, this is what's more interesting, a policeman testified that rough rides were a quote-unquote unsanctioned technique of the police department.
This is going to get crazy.
Because you're going to have people like this all over the place.
In D.C. here, they are redefining what it means to assault an officer. So right now, if an officer tries to handcuff you, and you take your arms and you put them all the way out and you stiffen your arms, they consider that assault.
Great.
And so what they're saying now is if you, we won't consider that assault anymore. Or if you, I think it was spitting or something like that, blowing.
That should be assault.
That should be assault. So what we're going to get to the point is here where people can actually just hit a cop. And the cops not allowed to arrest them.
Well, look at the hypocrisy that we've seen this week. I mean, you're that officer in New York who was assassinated, shot in the face, and died, 25 years old.
And you wonder
a white cop shot.
Yes,
shot in the face by a career criminal who happened to be African American. You don't hear one peep. There is no protest. There is no riot. Why is that? Why are people upset that a 25-year-old kid gets shot in the face?
Because there's two different standards, two different ways of thinking
about
this stuff.
Because people don't give a rat's about cops' lives.
Yeah.
No, because there's no cover-up here. It is what it is. This horrible, awful guy shot a police officer who was doing his job and killed him, and that's the story.
And that's okay. We've accepted that.
It's not okay. Right. It's horrible.
But why is the general saying, why is there protest? And Molly got a good answer because all the answers are there. It's fear of what went on. So why are you suggesting that white
people. But aren't we protesting the death? I mean, aren't we I mean, there was no cover up in Baltimore.
No,
I mean,
no.
They didn't press charges right away.
We're protesting treatment, not the death. I think
Well, we should protest the treatment of the head cop.
I'm with you. I'll go march with you, Rich, because I think, you
there'll
know.
There only be two of you there.
Sadly, that's probably true.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm not saying it's good, but I'm, you know, you may be able to get the people that listen to the Salem station in New York all worked up about it, and they'll show up. I get, what's his face, the guardian angel,
he's not on Salem anymore.
No, he's not. He's back over at ABC.
Yeah, right.
He'd be there. He'd show up. All right, 15 past the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Linda Kaplan Thaler and Robin Covell built a billion-dollar ad agency. You probably know their work. They created the Aflac Duck.
What's their secret to big success? They're nice. In their book, The Power of Nice, they define what nice really means.
Nice does not mean smiling blandly while others walk all over you. Nice is the toughest four-letter word you'll ever hear.
They go on to say that being very nice and placing other people's needs on the same level as your own will get you everything you want.
People work with and do business with people they trust.
But before anyone will trust you, they have to like you. And we like people who are nice.
So be nice. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast. It's furious. It's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 5 proven methods today to totally discourage any female from ever wanting to experience the open road on her own bike. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. But me!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own motorcycle. 1. Never buy a chick hot biker clothing. It'll only whet her thirst for the open road. 2. Ignore the cool machines you both see parked nearby. 3. Keep her away from communicating with other lady riders. 4. Never teach her the basics. And the final way to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own scoot, never divulge the secret that chicks who run on two wheels instantly look incredibly hot. P.S. None of this worked for me. American Biker Minute. Best work for the open road on two wheels.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, do you ever pretend you're someone you're really not? Well, researchers know at least four places where everyone puts on airs and tries to come across as better than we really are. Here's the science of it. Researchers have found that the following places prompt a change in our behavior for the better. For instance, at the front desk of a snazzy hotel everyone puts on airs, we take on the tone of the establishment. In the employment line, we try and pretend that we don't belong. In a new car showroom, we hold back, act as if we know what we're doing to get a great deal. Finally, in the principal's office, we're not responsible for any bad behavior. What's the cheap psychological trick? If these places bring out the best in you, then you're capable of behaving more responsibly other places, too. Has this ever happened to you? Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're happy to have Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us. He has one of the best newsletters, medical newsletters I've ever seen. It's called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman, with two S, drhoffman.com. Keep yourself apprised of many of the things from the alternative side that are important to know. So I have this product that we're talking about on the air. A lot of people are asking me questions about the functions that people have when they're doing their number two. Squatty Potty is the name of the product, and it's being touted as a great thing for moms because it's a Mother's Day week thing. And this product, the Squatty Potty, was created for a woman who had had seven children. She had a problem with constipation and hemorrhoids. So why would that necessarily, why this, the Squatty Potty raises you, put on top of the toilet, it raises you up so that you're, it looks like you're doing a squat in terms of working out of the gym. Your butt is sort of level instead of sitting down, which is a better way to poop, I'm told, right? Is that, how does it work?
Yeah, it's basic anatomy, because especially women, and especially after multiple pregnancies, there's a relaxation or weakening of what are called the puborectalis muscles. The muscles that support the pelvic floor.
Write that down, Richie.
I've been working my puborectalis muscles out.
Yeah. Right. Well, you can. You can do Kegel exercises, which help that. But also the act of squatting actually helps to compress those muscles and compensates for weakness. And you know, they even talk about birthing, you know, in the squatting position. Mm-hmm. You know, this is actually one of the traditional ways of birthing in, you know, parts of the third world.
Right.
And so there may be a rationale to this product, you know, because it actually may permit better compression. You know, a lot of people are sitting.
Well, the point may be as well that it would be the better position for all of us to take when we're eliminating that way. Yes,
exactly. Well, it is actually the traditional position, so to speak. You know, if we're talking, you know, paleo diet, we can talk about paleo pooping, because basically it was like a hole in the ground, or not even a hole in the ground. You know, go back in the woods and, you know, do your business.
And use a leaf to wipe yourself off.
Hopefully, it's available.
Poison
if available.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a return to our traditional roots, so to speak.
Yeah. All right. So those of you who have heard that now and you hear the medical explanation for doing it and you want a Squatty Potty for your mom, you can text Doug to 511-511. That's texting Doug to 511-511.
Beats a bouquet of roses, right?
You know, that's kind of right. Maybe put roses with it, if you will.
Exactly. In the Squatty Potty.
All right. So breastfeeding, lowering breast cancer recurrence. Is that a no-brainer? Or, I mean, it would seem if you're cleaning out your breast, that's better for you.
Exactly. The idea is that the breast is not designed to have, like, continuous stimulation with hormones, and that pregnancy and nursing allows the breast to do what it's intended to do, to go through various cycles of hormonal change. And unless that happens, the breast may be bathed in harmful hormones that promote cancerous cell growth. So, you know, having multiple kids, maybe it's not 100% protection, but somewhat protection against breast cancer.
All right, 10 seconds on the fluoride water level. Feds say take it out. Yes?
No, but they say they're just saying lower it a little bit because it causes tooth mottling. They're not. Look, I'd like to see it out. But
me too.
It's at least some progress.
Yeah, right. No fluoride in the water. There should be all kinds of protests about that. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Thank you. for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here's me at this spot of each hour. We have some musical inclinations, and so I thought it would be good, because Richie was at the Jazz Fest last week, to understand how many people go to this thing, what they see when they are there, because it's not really the Jazz Fest. It's called the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
It's a celebration of all music.
All right. It used to be a jazz fest, but now it's everything.
No, I mean, it's always been a celebration of funk, gospel, blues, Zydeco, jazz, rock, anything that is a part of New Orleans music.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So, let's see who else beside Elton John. You said Lenny Kravitz. Who did you see, actually,
well,
that performed there?
I'm playing Elton John now. When I went this weekend, we usually pick a day not to go to the festival.
Really?
Because it's going to be so incredibly crowded. And this year, it was Elton John. And we were talking to our friend Roberta and her husband, Tom, who works the festival in the sound engineering group. And he said that they estimate that there were 65,000 people there on Saturday alone.
Really?
Wow.
Which, how does the city handle that many people?
It's the city can handle it fine.
Yeah.
The festival is, the grounds are big enough. It takes place on a big horse racetrack.
Yeah.
And the stages are around the horse racetrack, with the infield being where all the food and, you know, yeah, this and that is.
Right.
And it just, it's too many people. It's
460,000 people
over the course of the two weekends.
So that's, can you buy tickets to individual days, or do,
yes,
you, can you, or do you have to buy the whole weekend?
When I first started going, it was $45 for a day. Now it's $65 for a day.
That's still a deal.
And on Sunday, I'll give you a, I saw George Porter and the Running Partners. I saw the Meters. I saw Anders Osborne, which are all kind of local.
What time do they start in the day? What time is this thing?
11:30 is when it starts.
In the morning.
And it ends.
And it goes all day long.
At about 6:30.
So
I saw Lenny Kravitz. And at the same time Lenny Kravitz was on the Acura stage, Steve Winwood was on the Gentilly stage.
Right.
But I've seen Steve Winwood five times.
So how many? Would he just walk between the stages? Is,
yep,
that it?
He just walk around.
So how do they pay people like Elton John, who normally gets like $1 million $1,000 a night or something.
I mean, he's going to do an hour and a half set. So it's gonna
once while he's there, that's it? Or is he every day out there?
No, just once.
Once.
Just once.
Yeah.
So, you know, 10 years ago, they started, Jazz Fest started having a problem getting enough money to really cover their expenses. So they started selling these national acts.
Yeah.
And that's when it started getting more and more crowded. But it saved the festival, so everybody kind of put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now one of the things I go for is, okay, I want to see Lenny Kravitz. I've never seen him before. That's cool. I want to see all of my local things, like the Meters and the you know, just all of these bands, Anders Osborne and everything. And then there's always that one gem that you find.
Yeah, like?
And I found the Monophonics this year.
Monophonics.
And they're a L.A.-based funk band.
Yep.
With horns and keyboards. And they are just fun.
This is them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this. I never heard of them before. Crank it up. It's like a combo L.A.-Philadelphia sound.
Yeah, it's very small,
very smooth.
Funk.
Oh, my God,
they
they're
call
great.
Themselves psychedelic funk because they're actually San Francisco-based.
Yeah.
But check them out on YouTube. You can see the Monophonics. They do a cover of a song called Bang Bang,
yeah,
which is a traditional old country song. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. So the beauty of Jazz Fest is I'll go there and I'll see different renditions. Band we saw called The Word, which is a instrumental jam band that does gospel tunes, traditional gospel tunes, but they jam on them like Hendrix or the Grateful Dead or something like that would. It's really cool.
460,000 people. Last year, there were 435,000. The high point before had been when the Boss and the Beach Boys showed up in 2012, 450,000.
It was crazy.
Showed up. So 460 this time. That's quite a mark. A lot of people.
It's too crowded.
That's
now.
It. Yeah, I would
they're
think we'd have a hard time having fun.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hi, 33 after Doug Stephan's Good Day program, 27 before the new hour. Doug and Jennifer and Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the police in Utah. We have nothing but stories about police today. The police this, the police that, the police are good guys, the police are bad guys. So here, you make up your mind on this one. This is from Utah, where a man was arrested on suspicion of arson after he told officers he lit a brush fire and burned dozens of acres to signal for help after his car got stuck.
What a dummy. Why would he set a hillside on fire?
Because he didn't know how to get attention other than that, apparently.
Start hoofing it or something. I mean, really?
The Bureau of Land Management says this guy destroyed 40 acres of old growth, cottonwood trees, that sort of thing. And according to this story, he threatened through his actions several structures and families. So the sheriff's department said that this guy's vehicle had become stuck near where the fire started. He'd gone down a wrong road and he was about to tip over on the hillside. His name was Weston Frank Viterra. Told law enforcement officials that he had started a fire as a signal for help. And the fire got out of control, so he was arrested and booked, jailed on suspicion of arson. Is that fair? Just the right thing to do? Yes, no, maybe? Yes.
Yes. I think so. I mean, he's kind of dumb. I mean, if you're going to build a signal fire...
But who's perfect? You know what? Everybody's looking around.
Okay, but you didn't set a 40-acre fire that's...
No, but he didn't set out to start a 40-acre fire. It just happened. That was the consequence of his action. He wasn't planning to burn down half of the mountain.
You know what? You have to understand my perspective. It's a little different.
Where does it say I have to understand your perspective?
My perspective is going to be a little different than all of yours. Because
you live in the burn zone.
Because I live in a place where fires are constant. We just had another one yesterday, and we have no water to put them out because we live in a drought. Los Angeles, Southern California, all of California is extremely dry. It's extremely hot. And so I would have very little tolerance for a guy who decided to throw a match out the window to try to get attention.
Well, he wasn't trying to get attention. He was scared because he was in a place that he didn't know. So what would he have done that would have gotten attention without having to burn down? A cell phone.
Hello.
He was in an area where there was no cell phone reception.
So walk until you get cell phone reception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is a selfish act on the part of somebody who's not too smart.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm sure it was selfish, but I think he was just not too smart. I mean, you can build a controlled fire. I mean, it sounds like he just tossed it.
All right, you're dying to get on the air, aren't you? Huh? I have two people in the studio here with me on the farm, and one of them is just abs. He's sitting here opposite me in the usual studio setting, got headsets on. He has a microphone in front of him, and nobody's going to know who you are except other people who are in the radio business. So I'm not even going to introduce you. But you have something to say that will be cogent, will add to the discussion, or are you just here to occupy time and space?
Basically time and space.
Time and space. Okay, so I'm shutting your microphone off. All right, anyway, you've gotten your moment. That's your 3 seconds of fame. You're done. So here, you're the guy on the street. So you're in Utah. A guy burns down half of the mountain. What do you say?
Arrest him. Throw away the key.
Yeah,
we need more smart people in America.
Yeah, we do need more.
And this is not an act of intelligence.
Well, there are a lot of things that seem to be the focus of our conversation that are not necessarily acts of intelligence.
Arrest them and throw away the key.
All of them.
Only keep smart people.
All right. Okay.
So
here's the new... Hold on. This is the new creed. The American creed is arrest everybody who's dumb, put them in jail, and only have the smart people on the loose.
Don't let them have babies.
Exactly. Well, there you go. That takes it to a higher level.
Yeah.
I think the reason you're sympathetic, Dougie, is because I feel like this is something that you would
do. Really?
And I'm not saying
sweet,
that because
you
are a sweet, you are a very intelligent man.
I am.
But I'm going to say that if you were stuck in your car and you're like, my cell phone's broken, I could totally see you in this situation.
No,
like,
I would be more resourceful than that, frankly. And I don't mind walking. I've walked 30, 40 miles. Not necessarily to safety, but not in the snow. Thanks very much. I just want to go back to Southern California and the situation there and what people don't really realize about how bad the drought is there. My daughter told me yesterday, now keep in mind she lives just below Dodger Stadium. That may or may not mean anything to a lot of people, but Los Angeles is a desert. Los Angeles County is a desert. So all the water that Mulholland figured out how to get there to keep Los Angeles green, in a sense, is now literally drying up.
Well, it's not enough either.
No.
I mean, the problem is that they never thought it would be as crowded as it is.
Well, okay, but now my daughter says that there's an edict that's been passed that will require all the people who have lawns to dig them up and put rock gardens in. No more lawns. I'm having a hard time. Where are they starting this?
Well, they're starting a new program where you can actually go call the Department of Water and Power, and they will give you a certain amount of money if you replace your current lawn with something
that's... garden.
Like a rock garden or, you know, a drought.
Now, in your neighborhood, it wouldn't make any difference because most of the lawns are cars.
It makes a difference in my house, however, because I have three lots of lawns. So I'm thinking about actually taking advantage of this and doing one lot drought resistant. But the governor... It's so funny. When you run into a problem, the government uses it to get more control of your life.
Right.
So Jerry Brown issued this edict that you have to cut your water usage by 25%. Keep in mind, we've already been in a drought, and responsible people have already cut their water usage, talking about myself. Mm. And there's not room to cut 25% more. I mean, really, unless you start giving up showers and, you know, some of the basics. The fine, maximum fine for water use, overuse, was $500. They just raised it to $10,000.
Right.
And it's patrolled by whatever union is in control of your water. So they just get some guys, pull them off of their desk job, and let them go patrol areas. Or if you have a neighbor, maybe you're in a feud, they can call and turn you in. And all of a sudden, you're face-to-face with a $10,000 fine.
Well, but it has to be proven, right? They can look at your water bill.
That I know who live in Beverly Hills and Santa Monica are not going to be the first people in line to do this.
Meanwhile,
I'm thinking about all of the people, never mind the neighborhood that I'm in. I don't have, one of the things that I find interesting is that I live in a neighborhood where there really aren't any lawns because right. It's close to the beach, and anybody who's got any extra land have these rock gardens and
yeah.
Because there's no real, there's no land. But if you drive around to some of the other areas of Santa Monica or you go to Beverly Hills, it's nothing but lawn. And so, Mr.
So how do they handle the golf courses? I know that private homes. I know somebody in northern San Francisco that's building a new house. They're putting in AstroTurf, and they're getting tax credits for doing that.
That's
absolutely.
That's a great question about the golf courses.
But what about the golf courses?
The golf
where they just suck water down.
Yeah, they're complaining like crazy. They're still green. I have one right near my house. It's still green. They're also talking about Dodger Stadium and Angel Stadium because they're both real grass fields.
Yeah.
And the implication. At college universities, that's another
one.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
So, as summer comes, it's going to be crazy. But here's what's nuts. As all of this is going on, there was a big story out that the environmentalists that be in California wasted 3 billion gallons of fresh water to save 7 steelhead trout.
Yeah, that's I heard that yesterday. That's nuts.
It
crazy.
Is crazy. So William Shatner, Dougie, and then I'll let you go because I know we have to move on.
Right.
William Shatner has come up with a plan to save California.
Really?
He wants to
he's
going to
build a big, he's, what, $3 billion or something he's trying to raise on a crowdfunding?
Kickstarter. GoFundMe, I think.
Yeah.
He's actually, and I have inside info, he's meeting with people from NASA and JPL. This is no joke. This is not a publicity thing for him. He wants to build a pipeline from the Columbia River down the coast all the way to California. If they take 10% of the fresh water that's just dumping into the ocean from the Columbia River, you could cover California in 16 inches of water.
So why does it take Shatner to figure this out? We have people that are supposedly...
I brought this up to you guys the first day I sat in with you.
Really?
Remember?
So you're smarter than everybody else except Shatner, apparently.
And I said, why can't they do, if they can do an oil pipeline, which they want to build from down from Canada, why can't they do a water pipeline to Chicago or something and bring water in?
And it only costs, I'm going to say only, like I have this kind of money, but it's only going to cost like $6 billion, I think, to build the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Which when you think about in California, we're spending $70 billion to build Jerry Brown's Train to Nowhere, which is like, a mile of track in Fresno.
Jerry Brown's Train to Nowhere.
Yeah, he wants to do a high-speed train from L.A. to San Francisco, and there's like a mile of track somewhere outside of Fresno. So $70 billion to do that project that's not going anywhere, take some of it and build some pipeline for water.
Yay! Let's hear it for Jennifer and Molly. Hip, hip, hooray.
Of course. One could argue that if you built that train and you had the railroad right-of-way, that you could put that water pipeline along that same right-of-way, with eminent domain. Wow. So it really it can be...
For the price of one.
Exactly. There's a benefit to everything.
See, Mr. X is a genius, and he's just here for a little while. It's too bad.
Which is why they will not throw me in jail and throw away the key.
No, I get it. He's a genius. All right, speaking of geniuses, Uri Geller will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the chief psychological trick? On those days you experience good luck, it's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on AppCheck, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mace.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1995 Rookie of the Year paved the way for other Japanese players to join the majors. He's the only pitcher to have thrown a no-hitter in either Coors Field in Colorado or Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Today we're no
So where is Hideo Nomo now? Hideo's been working with Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy, bringing players from Japan to the U.S. to participate in tournaments and clinics. He's even partnered up with former Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley and retired pitcher Chan Ho Park in 2011 to transform the former Dodgers spring training facility in Florida into a youth sports complex.
Hideo Nomo has spun the no-no against the Orioles.
Hideo Nomo with two no-nos. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
Nuke plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that has been paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller has joined the crew, the crowd, Jennifer and Molly and Ken. One of the things that I always sort of dominate the conversation when you come on, or at least I throw the idea to you and then I let you run with it. I was thinking about voices and things that people hear, see, think, and do that are supposedly out of this world. And I'll give you an example. This week, my dog Charlotte, who passed away 3 weeks ago, came to me vividly. And her presence has been around me since, well, I've felt her presence since she died, but I'm feeling it more and more. And I don't know whether it's just in my dreams, but I know you have strong feelings about connections to the other world or the other worlds. And well, people who would say poo-poo to that are to be poo-pooed themselves, I think. What do you think?
Well, Doug, listen, our real blessings often appear to us in the shapes of pains, losses, and disappointments. But let us have patience, and we soon shall see them in their proper figures. Charlotte is communicating with you, no doubt. As I've said it a million times on this show, I'm a huge believer in the afterlife. And it's very simple. It's scientific. Albert Einstein, 1924, proved to the world scientifically that energy cannot be destroyed. So therefore you ask the question, Charlotte dies, where is her energy?
Right.
Must be somewhere. It's yep. gone up there, probably to heaven or paradise or a different dimension. And those who have parted us can sometimes communicate with us.
Mm. Do you believe in animal communicators? You're, as a Uri Geller is probably best known around the world as a paranormalist, but and a motivator for sure. But there is a certain mystification to a lot of the things that you focus on that don't seem to be of this world. One of the things I think that makes us friends is that we both believe that this stuff is very possible and frankly true. And so we ignore the people who say, yeah, how do you prove it? I don't have to prove it. I know it's been proven to me. And isn't that kind of the sad reality? So many people that don't believe because they don't want to believe.
They either are just basically skeptical, you know, by from nature. That's how they grew up. There are surroundings. But look, dogs and cats, animals cannot speak. Therefore, I believe that their telepathical, intuitive powers, forces, energies, call it whatever, mind power, is heightened. It's stronger. There's no doubt in my. I mean, throughout my life, I had dogs all the time. And hey, I communicated with them telepathically. As a matter of fact, in England, Professor Sheldrake, who is a prestigious, very credible scientist, proved scientifically that animals can talk to you telepathically. Mm-hmm. He basically, listen what he did. He placed cameras in homes of animal dog owners, and I think you know Professor Sheldrake.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went out to work, cameras started rolling, and the owners were told to come back in different times. Every different time they came back, the dog or cat knew
right.
that they're about to drive into the driveway.
Amazing. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Away. Yeah.
Want to get away? Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here with an overview of what's going on in terms of the usual things, the balance of what's going on in airplanes and on airlines and air. You told me yesterday that American Airlines in the first quarter of this year profited by nearly $1 billion.
Right.
This is an airline that 4 years ago lost $1 billion, I think, in the first quarter, didn't it?
Billions, yeah. And, Delta's doing real good, too. United's doing real good.
All right, so then let's look at mergers. The way they sell this to us is that we'll have more flights going to more places and they'll be cheaper. When, in fact, there are fewer flights going to fewer places and they're more expensive, but it's good for them.
Yeah, look at Southwest Airlines and AirTran. Southwest usually made about $400 million a year. That was a good year for Southwest.
Right.
This first quarter, now the first quarter is usually January, February, and March, one of the worst travel periods of the year except for the spring break travel period.
Yep.
And the airlines, many of them are losing money over the past. Southwest always stressed that month, that quarter, because they reported like 100 and some quarters of pure, a profit of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And they did $400 million. Okay, now that's what Southwest used to do in a year in profits.
Right.
And now they did that in the worst quarter of the year. Mm. Short-haul flights in America today, if you fly like Dallas to Houston or Dallas San Antonio, Dallas Midland, which was 300, 400 miles away, they're running $175 to $225. And yet, out of Dallas, because of the Wright Amendment, some fair wars, we can fly to Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, Washington, D.C. for under $100. And there's double and triple the distance. There's no rhyme or reason.
No, there isn't. And the way this stuff is going out, I track the same because for 23 years, the most frequent flying route that I take is Boston to Los Angeles. And I do it normally 12, 13, 14 times a year. Sometimes more. It just depends. So when I'm back and forth during the winter, price is $300 and something. So now I'm going next week to L.A. It was $500 and something. And I asked about June. It's $700 and something just because of demand. Even though on that particular route, there are more flights now than there were a year ago, but fewer than there were 4 years ago. So, but more people are traveling. So the airline figures out how to box them. They got to go through Chicago or maybe Dallas or whatever it is just to keep the planes all full. And that's the secret here, isn't it? When's the last time you got on a plane that wasn't full?
They've actually done something they've been trying to do for probably 20 years, and now they've got there.
Yeah.
Not only did that work, they also get lower fuel.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then you combine that. And
the seats, here's another one. I'm going to Orlando in 2 weeks. So I don't have status on Delta like I do on American. American to go to Orlando is a pain in the neck, so I go to Delta. Got to pay $59 more for the trip each way to get in the seat that isn't 31 inches from the last seat. So at least I can, and I'm not a big guy.
And that's something your listeners really need to look at this summer. Not only do you want to book in advance and find the cheapest airfare, but you also want to get the planes, and you're probably going to sit in the back of the airplane if you hope to get a family of four together. If not, there'll be plenty of middle seats, but do you want a family of four, especially if they're three, four, or five, you know, down the middle of the seats, or they're going to force you to pay a premium for what they call the seats. And some of these seats won't be any special other than they're an hour or a window.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing. We've got about a minute left here. Some of the experts are saying rows of seats packing passengers in closer together may be a safety problem, and the FAA is looking at this. Do you think the FAA will force the airlines to push seats back so there's more room so in case there's an emergency, people can get out?
I don't know. The first airline they better look at is Spirit Airlines.
Spirit,
they're
right, man.
Their pitch is 28 inches.
Yeah.
The average American Delta and I is probably 30, 31 inches in coach. Southwest, actually, airplanes, it can be up to the 737s, 800s can be up to 33 inches.
Yeah.
And then JetBlue still has some planes out there with 34 inches. So, I mean, everybody thinks it's getting a little bit smaller and this and that, but what they're doing is they're just moving the seats around and making it really tight in the back of the plane. They're making the premium seats with more leg room so they can charge more in the front.
More. Give us more. Tom Parsons, check out bestfares.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.